stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys, Fast Laps, your friendly F1 podcast where our co-host likes to switch teams. Last weekend he was wearing a Mercedes hat, now you're in a McLaren hat. You know, they won, so that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
But anyway, welcome, Joe.
Thank
you. Welcome back, obviously, to your show.
It's, I hate our show.
Well, true.
Happy to be here. If all goes well, maybe I will have a hat for every single team that wins. So we'll see. If all goes well.
Do you have an Alpine hat?
No. They don't, but I'm not worried about them. I'm not worried about them winning.
They will. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Pierre's pretty confident that they're going to be fine. Anyway, Mike, welcome back.
Hello. I'm back again.
You also changed
hats. I also have a different hat. I also changed
it. No longer a Haas fan.
Yeah, I mean.
No, he's a Stroll fan now.
Yeah. Lord and Savior Stroll.
I mean. Hey, he did kind of save Aston's weekend. So.
When all you can get is a point, you know, that's pretty good.
He got more than a point.
You're right. You're right.
Sorry, Stroll.
He did beat some other drivers who people are wearing hats of here today. So, you know.
Don't know who that would be. don't worry. We'll talk about Stroll for 30 seconds later. But with that, Kev, obviously. Making everything run
behind
for
the
us.
Behind the cameras.
We still got to get a Kev cam. That would be fun.
Ooh, yeah, we can do
that. Even if it's GoPro. I don't know. I don't know how we do that live. Just but anyway.
We're already having so many technical difficulties.
We were having so many technical difficulties that we just figured out a thumbnail for our technical difficulties on accident. It was just Joe.
We were having issues with the camera and it was just freezing suddenly, so it'll come up. We should get Kev a mic or something so we can pitch in every now and then. That'd be fun, I think.
I want that.
We do have a fourth mic. Yeah. Maybe we'll set that up.
If we don't have a fourth guest, if you're local, by the way, figure it out. Get on the show if you're into F1. But if we don't, then we should have Kev mic next week. That sounds good. We'll figure it out. With that, Kev, let's head right into our Australia GP recap. And to start off the GP recap, of course, we got to talk about quali a little bit. I did see quali, but what did you guys see in it? Obviously, Bierman, but not ideal.
Yeah, not ideal. Having, you know, pretty
typical
tough.
Typical Haas problems, you know?
Typical Haas problems.
At least they're consistent.
At least he didn't crash quali, right? He just
had true.
Car
not out of his control.
Out of his control, as a Haas should be.
I was watching that qualifying, the moment I heard, we got a gearbox issue, I was like, no!
I honestly couldn't.
It's over!
I actually felt bad. I couldn't believe it. I was like, golly. Yeah.
Go figure.
He finished the race. We'll get into that. Obviously, Liam also out in Q1. Mm. He also didn't do too well in the GP. We can get into that.
Find out today, though, that he went through like a change of his setup on his car. And then had like an energy issue in practice 3. And so he didn't get any time to really get used to his new setup. Mm. And so that was part of the reason he was struggling so much in qualifying, was because he wasn't accustomed to the way the new car feels and how these changes affected, you know, his cornering and whatnot. And that's why he was struggling so much in the corners.
Who?
Lawson.
Oh, okay.
Liam.
Yeah, there's always something I kind of go back to when I'm thinking about the Red Bull, and it's something that Alex Albon said. I was watching an interview he did about that car specifically. It's so incredibly on edge because that's how Max drives, and so you kind of have to keep up with how on edge it is. Mm. So I understand it being difficult. That being said, being beaten by Haas, no offense.
It is what it is.
Both kicks,
which is great,
is a little unacceptable in my opinion. I understand not qualifying even within top 10.
Yeah,
I understand, but 18th is not great.
Especially when you consider where your teammate placed.
Yep.
Yep. That's pretty bad.
Was it? It wasn't raining during quali, was it?
No.
No. Okay. You just struggled. No.
And that's. We'll get into the GP. That's where I'm really disappointed, actually, about the rain. All right. Bortoletto into Q2, knocking out Antonelli.
Yeah, I mean, I was so sick. Wild. You could attend. I was pumped.
I was so pumped.
That was awesome.
I was just flabbergasted, really. And then Antonelli showed up anyway. So let's see. Yep. So I went Norris, Piastri, Verstappen, George Russell, Yuki, Albon, Leclerc, Hamilton, Gasly, and Sainz. Let's see. How many of those ended up finishing the race?
1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 5, 8, 6, 7.
Yeah.
8.
I think eight of the of the 10, the top 10 finished the race. That's why.
Well, because it was Sainz, and then who else didn't finish?
Would have been. Oh, no, Yuki finished. I'm tripping. Yeah. Never mind. Yuki okay, just so just Sainz. Yeah. Yuki, I thought he wrecked, but I'm seeing Isaac in my head.
Qualifying fifth, above the red Ferraris, rather.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll just point it out. His biggest issue was really just he had the pace, but lost his area due to poor strategy calls.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, he pit too late.
Who are you?
Yuki.
Yuki was definitely on the team.
Yuki was holding fifth pretty much the whole race, and then just some poor strategy calls, and he just fell.
But he was not the only one to fall to some strategy calls, and so we saw a lot of that. We'll get to that. I mean, it's race one, but somebody still has to win. So with that, let's head into this GP here. Obviously, McLaren, Lando. Getting the dub, that's why the hat's on today.
Yep.
Oscar P9 should not have been.
Oh.
That was wild.
The Australian curse continues.
And I'm not even a McLaren fan, but I was sad for you, Joe.
Oh, man, I was
crushed. It was tough.
Rushed. Yeah, it's really, really tough. It was nice seeing, I mean, first of all, there was not really like, obviously Lando was like taking it away, but Piastri was right behind him the entire race.
Mm-hmm.
When Piastri went off, Lando went off as well.
Yeah,
Piastri just had a worse line, and unfortunately he got
and then spun again as he was trying to undo himself.
Yep. But speaking of Piastri, you know, I mean, it was hard watching him like try to dig himself out of that grave and then go. But when he did, the crowd was pumped.
Insane.
And then he crawled his way back up. It was still a very worthy showing for him, even though he didn't get the position he wanted. He more than proved himself in the rest of the race, just caught out by rain on a lot of rain on slicks.
And McLaren proved themselves too. I mean, seriously, this is a scary team this year. They are ridiculously fast. I mean, halfway through the race, it was just the two papayas out front.
Yep.
It was 18 seconds. Yeah.
Their only competitor is Max.
Yep.
Right now.
Yeah.
I don't think because it rained and because weather was so weird, I don't know if we got a great idea how close he is.
No.
But we do know that they have the potential of making a 15-second gap within 10 laps.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this race in general, we have no idea. You know, we don't even know about most of the rookies this race. Like Antonelli, we'll get to him, but we don't even know about what they can handle, you know, at the F1 level. So,
I would be remiss not to talk about as well Oscar's overtake on Lewis Hamilton on the last lap, because holy cow, that overtake was unbelievable. Like, I know you've played some of the F1 game. I know Joe and I have played a lot of it, and overtaking at that spot is impossible. You don't do it. And not only did he do it, but he overtook on the outside line and just clowned on a 7-time world champion.
And that's why, like, I think Oscar absolutely has the skills to be a WDC champion. You know what I mean? And that's where I'm like tripping on McLaren. I think it's going to be an issue at some point, whether it's this season or not. I think it's going to be this season. But, I mean, Oscar is more aggressive than Lando is. That's the thing. I think Lando can totally be a WDC champ. Like, you know, how calm he was those last few laps just proves that, you know, he can handle that spotlight. I have no doubt about that. However, if Oscar would have made it to the end of the race, I mean, it feels like they would, you know, they want to get Lando to that WDC level. But Oscar's right there, too. And he's aggressive enough that, you know, are we going to see McLaren's battling for the lead, you know, with 5 laps left this season?
Zach Brown said it in the race. Crafty asked, like, hey, what's the deal with these McLarens? Are Are they holding position or are they racing? And Zach Brown said, well, they're going to race.
Yeah.
Like, so that.
Yeah, that's true.
Until they wreck one race and then it's all over.
And then,
until it's Max and Danny Rick.
He did say that they're going to race, but right before he made that call, they did tell him to not fight Lando. Yeah,
they said.
So it's still something to look out there a little bit. If they didn't tell him to do that, I think he probably maybe even could have caught up and got past him, right. And then maybe he wouldn't have been in the situation in general.
But he had more pace than Lando,
he definitely did have more pace. Mm-hmm. While we're selling McLaren, like I said, Lando and Oscar pretty much going off at the exact same spot, doing the exact same thing. Lando coming out on top and Oscar being beached. Is there anything that he could have done different, or is it just car was maybe a little bit faster going at that point? He just slid across the tarmac and into the grass.
Beaching himself?
Yeah.
He was too aggressive with it, I think. I think he just, you know, you saw what he was trying to do, right? He's trying to smash the gas, try to get it back straight, but it was too much. And then you just, it's still wet conditions.
Right.
You know, so I think I think at that point he knew, oh, snap, I got loose, you know, whatever it may be, whatever. A couple cars had an issue with their, like, you know, how quick, you know, since they're hybrids, that electronic torque is, So a lot of cars had issues with that. Whether that was that or not, I think they were both just pushing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he just got too aggressive with and overcorrected is all it is, and ended up sliding and beaching himself.
I agree.
And it's just dope that he got out, like you said. Like, that was super awesome, but
I'm just watching that moment again, too, and I agree with you. I think Lando also got on track a lot quicker, too.
Yep.
You know what?
He got on track as he was going straight. You're watching out. I was watching a couple clips, too.
It just happened right here. And I think, too, like, there's still probably a lot of gravel left on his tires after it, because he gets back. I mean, he does go through the grass. I mean, a lot would have fallen off.
He goes through the grass, and so
there's
Lando,
so much water on those tires coming out of the grass.
Lando gets on tarmac, like, in a straight. Oscar has to pretty much turn to keep going down the track, and that just kind of keeps him sliding.
Yep.
I think that it's just, maybe just unfortunate. Yeah. If he tries turning to get on the track before making it to that moment, Max is gone, so he probably didn't want to lose position either.
I think that's just a testament of the difference in tenure between the two drivers. You know, Lando's been here for, 6 or 7 years now?
So you do think it's like a skill thing? Like, Lando put him in that?
I think what it was Oscar just made
time.
Oscar went off track and panicked and made a judgment call. So, you know, he's got like less than a second to just make a call and make a decision. And he just made the wrong call,
decision. That has to happen to learn.
Exactly, this is, if anything, this is just a learning experience for him. This is only going to help him grow and become better. And this is something that Lando has experienced before and is more accustomed to. So, like, this is, like...
I mean, I know we've already mentioned it, but the fact that he was able to unbeach himself, like, actually it's showing that he's out right now, and that obviously we know that's not the case. He was able to get it moving and get back on the track, which is just insane. Yep. You know, he just got on the track right now, and it set out.
And then they put his time back up afterwards.
What a champion. World driver champion.
Yes, he lacked the skill and probably overcorrected if we had to guess, but he had enough know-how and figured that part of it out, and that was just pure insanity. But anyway, good for McLaren.
Good for McLaren.
I mean, I counted him out in the moment. I was like, no, he's got to just. He's backing up to retire. He's going back to the pits and he's stopping. He just kept going. I mean, he did go back to the pits, but he got on wets and it was crazy.
Yep.
Somebody that also was affected by a little bit of their team strategy, Max Verstappen.
Yeah, I don't hate the move he made. He stayed out, and that I do think that probably I don't know if it cost them the race per se. I mean, I guess, what do you guys think? I don't know.
I don't think it cost them the race, but it was a risky move. A lot of teams took the risk, though.
Yeah.
Ferrari, will get to them, but a lot of teams took the risk, and I think there was just a lot of unknowns of what this rain was actually going to do. I mean, it felt like every 2 minutes there was a new team come to somebody, team, and the timing of how much rain, what level of rain, which was crazy. I didn't know they went by levels, so that was something new for me. Like, oh, the level 3 rain is coming in like 4 minutes.
And I can't remember who it was.
One of the drivers was like, that's not good.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was.
I think we had like Norris was like, there was a couple of drivers that said pretty much the same thing. They were just like, at first it was astonishment, like, wait, really? Like, on level two? Seriously? Right? Because it was, like, clear almost. Not the sky, but it wasn't raining, and then all of a sudden they just got downpour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was brutal. I appreciate that they decided to go an opposing strategy to try making a move and hoping that the Inters would be slow when they came out and just getting a little bit more out of the hards or the mediums for Max. I don't think it ended up that way, but he was fighting at the end of that
race. He was pushing hard.
Yeah.
That with like two laps to go, that second to last lap was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you could tell he was giving the car everything it could handle, and it just, it could not keep up with the McLaren. There's nothing else he could do. Now, I think in dry conditions, who knows? Max is an outstanding driver. I think we're going to still get some fight from Max and the McLarens. He's not going to make it easy. But what about Liam? Obviously, yeah, he at least completed 46 laps.
That was bad.
You know?
No, I think his performance was bad. I'll just say it outright. I think given the car that he's in, he was getting outclassed by rookies who literally were on their first drive ever. And that's pretty bad. A driver who he has more experience. Yes, he is technically, he is being classified as a rookie, but like he has experience. He has 11 races and he's in a Red Bull. And we see what that Red Bull is capable of. His teammate was on the podium. He was getting lapped by his teammate.
But we are not, we'd be clowning ourselves if we're expecting a podium out of Liam.
No, of course.
But I think he should be at least P8 or better.
Right.
For sure. If not P6
or better.
And you know
what? I'll even give him because of the rain and I also found out Alonso crashed,
Carlos crashed. Those are two veteran drivers that also had issues with.
Yeah, it was unforgiving. Yeah, I also found out that Max was on a different package than he was. Max was on a newer package, so they brought an upgrade to this that they didn't have prior to the season. So
is Liam going to get that upgrade?
Yeah, he'll get it in Melbourne. Yeah, so Liam's getting that this weekend. Not in Melbourne, in China.
But in China, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so Liam is getting that, but he did not have that same package that Max
did.
Interesting. So that could have affected some of their performance. But still, 18th is, you're not looking at multiple second difference in a package. You're looking at maybe a few tenths.
I almost think it would have been better if he crashed earlier.
Yeah.
That way we didn't have to see how he raced in the Red Bull.
I agree.
I think we talked about it last weekend. He needs to be competing with Kimi, more or less.
Yep.
And Kimi blew him out of the water.
Not even close.
Well, yeah. It wasn't even a contest. But again, like, I seriously can't judge this race for any of the rookies. Like, other than Kimi, I'm going to give him his flowers because it was absolutely ridiculous.
But,
like, I can't judge really any of the rookies, you know, in this race in general, just because, again, with Alonso and Carlos also struggling, like, that holds a lot of weight for me. Like, this race was mentally trying for all the drivers, so, like, the fact you even finished is outstanding. Obviously, Liam did not, but I want to see what he can do in China. Now, if he's hanging out around P15, 16, 17, yeah.
That's a problem.
I hear you, yeah. I'm hopping on that bandwagon, you know what I mean? I already am not a Liam guy. Like, we already agreed that we all think, you two, right? I think, Joe, that Yuki should have been in the car.
100%.
We already thought that.
He more than proved himself this weekend that was the case.
Yep. Right. Which is great. I hope this is, like, just a great... I hope Yuki has an amazing season and can get out of Red Bull and go somewhere else.
Yeah,
but where else is that going to be? I have no idea. Like, I don't know if there's going to be enough competition.
Maybe
anyway.
If there were a hypothetical new team starting next year, maybe.
Oh yeah, that's true.
If only there were two more seats that were opening up next year.
Well, good thing that's not happening.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mercedes, Georgie finishing P3, obviously, and then Kimi finishing P4.
I think I said this to Mike as we were watching, and I was like, George just accidentally gets on the podium so many times.
So consistently.
Like, I feel like
he's
not
accidentally consistent.
Yeah. It's great.
But he's actually that good. Like, Total Wolf came out after the race and was like, George Russell is this good. Like, you guys don't understand. He gets more out of the car than what he's given, is literally what he said. So he already knows the car's not awesome, but the fact that George and Kimi, I mean, oh my God. I think this is a sneaky good race for Mercedes that nobody's really going to talk about, is why I put that in the notes. It's just because, like, McLaren was outstanding. That's going to go crazy, right?
Yep.
The rookies crashing and whatever, you know, that's going to go crazy, as we just see Bordoletto there.
I literally just watched.
Sad face.
Sad face.
You know what I mean? But So I think this will fly under the radar a little bit, but in the conditions, again, it's a little colder too, and that Mercedes car likes colder weather. It always has. Who knows why? But what a great way to start the season if you're Mercedes. I'm not upset at all.
No.
You know?
Yeah, it was an amazing amazing drive from both drivers, and I mean, we have to talk about Kimi, right? Like,
right.
Starting first, P16, first by the way.
Yeah,
starting P16. You wanted him to get driver of the day. Lando I got did. It. But
and I stand by that. He should have had it.
Kimi, I like that take.
Yeah. Stand by that. Yeah. Lando shouldn't have gotten it.
I think that's a fair take.
Kimi Lando should. Drove great, but Kimi drove incredibly.
No, yeah, you're right. I just think like you're it's hard totally to argue right.
How dominating Lando was. Though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yep.
But that's I don't solid. Disagree with you. I think it could have gone either way.
Yep.
I didn't see what it was, but I bet Kimi was close. Right.
Oh, well, Lando only won with like 20 points. Or something. It was ridiculously low.
What was that?
Okay.
The driver of the day.
Really? It was like
voting was like crazy low. Like Lando really? Won with not a ton.
Really?
Like wow, so. I am curious what the layout was. Is that what you're looking up, Joe?
Yeah, I'm gonna see if
does it exist for our.
Oh, it
viewing?
Does. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, they show the breakdown.
Oh. Oh.
Am I wrong?
Let me guess. It was.
Is Antonelli really far down the list?
Antonelli is not on the list.
No oh, wow. way. Wow.
No way. Who? So what? Was
what?
It?
No. It goes Lando, Oscar, Alex, Yuki, and Lewis.
See, this is my. This
Oscar
is my
shouldn't
proof.
Be second so when you fly my off the proof. Track, though.
It's Australian, though. You know.
This yeah, is my probably, proof yeah. that people are not voting on driver of the day based on who actually drove the best, but just on who their favorite driver is. They're like, man, you know what? I love Lando Norris, and he won the race, so I'm going to give it to him. And then yeah, they don't vote for Max Verstappen, yeah. because why would you vote for Max Verstappen?
I mean, even though he drove sense. The absolute crap out of the car. That
I mean,
last,
yeah, but he's Max Verstappen, know. So why no, would we give it. Him driver of the day?
That's so interesting.
He's such a Max hater.
I'm very curious as to why he's not on the list. Did he do anything?
He
was he not being impressive earlier in the race? Like
No.
What? How can you not when you go from P16 and finish
P4? Oh, he spun out yeah. once. Like, okay. He spun out
okay,
once.
And we had five other cars that spun
well,
out and hit the wall.
But he still, yeah, he still.
Was it maybe the strategy was just really good at put him in a good spot without him having to overtake a lot? I don't
no,
know.
No, he had to overtake a lot. Like
I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, it's you would hope so. It's, that's
I don't
interesting.
Care. That's dang impressive.
Yeah, like, it's
I
very, mean, very whatever. Impressive.
It's ridiculous.
Very not. I said that weekend that I would not be surprised if any of the rookies were not in the points, and yep. he's exceeded that
yeah.
expectation so,
by a pretty wide margin.
I'm really excited to see what he keeps doing. I unfortunately don't think this is going to be incredibly common for Mercedes. I think this is probably a little bit of a one off just because of how weird the race was with the rain and
yeah,
everyone kind of crashing out.
I'll give you that for Kimi.
Sure.
Right? I think Kimi's going to
be. I think George will be consistently.
I think Kimi's realistically like P7 to P10, but I think he could be consistently in points or at least fighting for points every race. I think George has a real outside shot. I'm not going to say compete for WDC because that's
crazy.
Real. That's real.
But you're about to drive that hat.
But podiums.
But like, I think podiums are absolutely a real possibility, if not every other week, every week.
I do
for,
need to,
for George Russell.
I do need to play devil's advocate on that, though. It is pretty well documented that George likes driving in the wet and typically drives pretty well in the wet.
Yep.
And this was the wet, so this is a scenario in which George, in theory, should be doing better. So there's a possibility. We need to wait and see what he does in the dry.
For sure. No, I agree 100%. Like, but there's a reason why you and I have George finishing fifth in the WDC. You know, we think he can compete in these races with, you know...
I'll also
the likes
say,
of Ferrari and Red Bull.
Yeah.
Kimi, obviously, McLaren's going to be probably in a league of their own this year.
Probably, yeah, I would imagine. Kimi started P16. Everyone, there were a lot of cars above him that DNF'd. So I'm not saying that those positions are just given to him.
That is
because
true.
I'm sure he probably would have been fighting some of them. But yep. I would keep that in mind, too, a little bit.
Yep.
I'm going to throw my stuff, Joe. He still finished P4.
No,
I want to.
He and also just I, I'll, just a, he just so we kind of clear it. He did get a penalty. It was overturned. That's awesome. Yep. Happy for that. Yep. I'm really impressed that he got P4. McLaren, Mercedes as a whole. I need to like teams that have different enough names because they're too close together. Mercedes as a whole. I just don't think this is going to be a common occurrence. I think that it's just a weird race. Mm-hmm. George is good in the wet. A lot of people crashed. Again, they both drive really well. One of them got a podium out of it. but I just don't think that's going to be their strength going forward. I think they were both a little surprised maybe with the with how they got there too. Yep. George definitely seemed surprised.
Right. Oh, in the end of the race interviews, like he was just he seemed very humble and grateful. Just like, they all seemed relieved though that it was over.
Oh my god!
Like
yeah.
they were just oh, like, yeah, I'm glad.
Lando
this
most
is done.
Of all, he was, hey, he was like, I saw him coming. I'm really happy that was done.
All right, Williams, Albon finishing P5, Carlos DNF, but Albon P5.
Let's go. Both of them qualified really well. Albon finishing P5, almost P4 with the penalty, but I'll take a P5. That's what I want to see from a Williams at the start.
Yep.
I don't know if they can hold on to that for the whole season,
they look pretty good.
But you can't complain about that. Lower tier teams,
you know, they go from like being really good at one end of the season and then really bad at the other end of the season. So I don't know. I'm hoping it sticks through. But
if they can keep up pace and consistency that we saw that they were doing this last weekend, then I think they're probably the biggest contender for fifth by that standard. Hmm. So
I would like that.
Let me just see where you had them here. Oh, you have Williams
very far down.
I have Williams in ninth. I did not expect them to do that well.
Eighth, actually. You have VCAR below eighth. Them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes so much more sense. Thank you.
He's like, oh, my God.
Oh, thank God. But, yeah, no, I was on the lookout for Williams when I did that, but I just wasn't expecting that they would bring the car, and it looks like they might have brought the car.
But,
and,
again, this race, like we keep saying, yeah, it could be an anomaly, right? Yep. Like, it feels it like an anomaly. Like, we, you know, wait till the dry, right? Like, that's what we're all waiting for. I'm excited to see the rookies in the dry. You know, we'll get into it.
There is only a 5% chance of rain in China this weekend. So
if you're asking, you're going to bring three different sets of inners.
Of inners, maybe a set of wets.
Just to be sure.
We never know, 5%.
But Carlos did DNF. Now, after, did you see how he went to the pit wall after?
Yeah,
you
know, and he
was
put
very crucial.
He put a headset on and was like giving advice to Albon.
He was extremely crucial in their decision to box when they did.
Yep.
At the end, he was like, turn blah, blah, and blah. No, like you're not going to make it type deal. So they boxed and he ended up being right and he finished P5. Like, so Carlos was huge. And right now, like, Williams feels really good about the team aspect and they're really excited for the season. So it's exciting for them to finish P5, even though there's DNF, but looking for more there.
It's really nice to see Carlos not just like go off and sulk in his, he's not that kind of guy, but like, it's really cool that he was able to stick in the race a little bit and like help his team get some points. It
only makes me like Carlos more. I love Carlos. I love Carlos so much. He's such a good driver.
He's a gem.
Such a cool dude.
All right. Aston Martin. Let's see. Alonso DNF. Completed 32 laps. Stroll P6. That's it. Period. No flowers. Period. Boom. Period. Or in my notes. Sauber, no, I'm just kidding. But good for Stroll, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, sweet. Yeah, let's leave it. Perfect.
Well, I do want to point out that I am a little excited to see Sauber.
I mean, he is wearing an Aston.
I'm wearing the Aston.
Hold on, something.
This is about Alonso, actually. I'm excited to see Alonso this weekend. Well, right now, they're probably my second favorite, but like, that's a lie. They would probably be my third. I think McLaren's my second, but that's beside the point.
Nice.
You got all 10 teams on the grid.
I do, yep. Alonso stated the fact that he felt like there was more in that car that he didn't get this weekend, and that he felt like he was really frustrated, and he was expressing a lot of frustration that he's like, I could have done better, and I didn't. He's like, there's more in this car, and I'm going to get it out. So I think he potentially could be a challenger in China this weekend in the dry.
A challenger as in what? Challenger for podium?
Okay, well, I mean...
Or like challenger like... P5
P5 to P10.
Yeah, all right.
I don't see him getting any higher than getting points.
Yeah. Does Stroll get points this weekend?
No, well, maybe. I mean, he could just put himself there. Stroll is okay, and as long as he can keep it
and
clean.
With all the rookies in the grid right now, maybe this is his time. Like, maybe he repeats. This is Stroll's time, you know what I mean?
Maybe he repeats China last year. And,
I know. I can't even say it with a straight face either.
Maybe he'll just drive into the back of Jack Doohan or Oscar Piastri
We'll get to Jack.
Sorry, was that a little bit of salt?
Imagine Stroll just wakes up this season and he's like, I think I want to drive an F1 car now.
It could have happened.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe he got some motivation.
He went on a darkness retreat.
Maybe
okay,
his dad was like, you're gone this season if you don't do anything.
Maybe. Start hitting him a little bit. No, I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
That got dark. Sauber.
I'm so excited.
Technical difficulties. No, anyway, let's see. Hulk finishing P7, Bortoletto hitting the wall pretty darn hard, yep. But he's all right, looking to regroup. But, I mean, Sauber in points, none of us probably saw that coming.
No.
No.
Not and even close. Actually,
so with Stroll finishing P6, Hulk finishing P7, does that prove how crazy of a race this
is? Yeah,
you know
so
what I mean?
Amazing.
So.
And Hulkenberg was also saying, he's like, I wasn't expecting to be here. He's like, I'll be honest, I didn't think the car could do this. But he's like, Sauber had a problem last year with the car in the back half of the race, and they may have fixed that. He's like, the car felt great, and this was an unexpected surprise, and I'm happy about it.
That's good.
And I do believe that I said last weekend that I said Nico Hulkenberg was going to be scoring some points this year.
You
and
did
you
say
guys
that.
Looked at me
like
I was
like
crazy.
He was nuts. Like he was nuts.
And I said Nico Hulkenberg is going to score a few points, and you guys were like, what?
Yeah, anomaly.
No,
we've
no,
already
no,
determined
no, no.
This is an anomaly race, so we'll
yeah,
see.
I'm
so going,
take the W.
So going from here, going from here,
never more, no more points.
I could see Nico Hulkenberg in 10th this weekend.
I think
stop.
I don't
no
see Bortoletto. I mean, we almost saw Bortoletto getting points, but like I don't see Bortoletto getting points. This was a weird race, right?
Bortoletto actually drove really well up until. You know, he just lost traction. And actually, this was one of my notes that I had. You know how we were talking when we were watching the race? We're like, it looked like Bortoletto's wheel broke before he even, like, hit the wall.
So he got hit before he spun.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what, you know.
They announced the fact that he had a suspension issue.
Yeah.
And he hit that curb, and it just, like, was
launched.
Destroyed his suspension.
Yeah, destroyed his suspension, and then he went into the wall.
Yeah, like, as he was spinning, you could see the wheel just
pop see it before,
like, before
he even
hit
touched
anything.
The wall. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's actually the reason why he crashed. Like, I don't even think that's on him,
se. He did get, like, I think he did get hit by something before he spun.
I don't know if he got tapped or something.
I'm almost positive he tapped something. But either way, yeah, I'm sure it was only mostly just like a suspension issue, probably.
Right.
It's an anomaly. I don't think it's going to happen again. I don't think Hulkenberg is going to get that many points again.
I don't think he's
going to
get that many.
So, but I love seeing that
they're
on the board.
Fighting for P10, that's a possibility.
Yeah. I love seeing that they're on
the board. I like Sauber, so this was cool.
It's a possibility. Ferrari.
Whew.
Oh, bit of a disappointment.
Yeah.
However, I do think this was a strategy thing for the most part. They just stayed out too long. They tried to send it. The slicks don't work when it rains.
Believe it or not.
But again, with how much the weather was changing, you're either going to box or not, right? And then, so, like, Gasly, I'll get to him. He fell into the same thing. Alpine also felt confident that they should have stayed out. Mm-hmm. You know, Yuki kind of came out and blamed. We'll get to Racing Bulls 2 in a minute. But Yuki kind of came out and blamed the strategy a little bit. Otherwise, he would have finished a little bit better.
Yep.
So, strategy did play a key part here for Ferrari. But all in all, a wee bit disappointing, especially considering I've picked them. Oh, I did not pick them to win Constructors. I'm sorry. I picked Charles to win WDC, though. But
doesn't look good for him, though.
No. And it also doesn't look good for the Constructors at the moment, because that was just horrible. But again, anomaly, 7. Dry next week. We're going to keep saying it over and over and over. But for me, the thing that stuck out, and probably to a lot of, you know, Fairweather fans, is going to be Lewis kind of clapping back, if you will, a little bit at his engineer, which kind of makes sense because they kept asking him the same dang thing over and over, and he kept telling them no. And like,
press
again, with
key,
how mentally
K1?
Taxing this race was. Yeah, exactly.
Press
while
K1?
He's trying to race, like while I'm trying to talk and you just hear that, like
stop
that's going
to talking to me.
That's going to be ridiculous.
Yep.
You know? So I can't blame him.
It's a honeymoon phase, even though that was tough, but he'll learn. That being said, there's obviously some kind of disconnect team-wide because Charles had to also tell his engineer to stop talking to him.
Right.
So I'm sure it'll be fixed by China. If it isn't, then
did you hear? I overheard. I guess at one point while Lewis Hamilton was like, yeah, man, leave me to it. He forgot to turn his microphone off and started saying expletives.
Really?
Really?
On radio? Yeah.
Darn it.
So he started. Yeah, I guess he said a few expletives over the radio and. People who were watching from his POV got to hear all that stuff.
Wow. I wonder what they said. I guess I know after the race, he did kind of come out and say, quote, it went a lot worse than I thought it would go.
Yeah.
You know?
Was a little frustrated.
So he's just disappointed. You know, obviously you want it to go well, you know, first race, new team, especially legendary team like Ferrari.
Right.
You know, you're trying to win your 8th set of record. You know, I get it. I get all of that. Right. But
I think I heard this was like one of the worst, like, showings from like a seasoned driver moving to Ferrari that we've seen in like a long time.
Ah, anomaly wet.
Anomaly wet. That
anomaly
that
feels wet. Right.
Did you find
are
it?
Are you looking for something?
I was looking, but okay. I can't find. I doubt like there anyone's gonna. Have
well, they're not gonna put that out for Sir Lewis. Not, no. They don't want to, you know, ruin his image. Alpine Gasly finishing P11, also falling victim to strategy and trying to stay out to gain an advantage, and then it started raining again. Mm. For like the fifth time. So, yeah, whatever. That's all right. Alpine's very confident. Yeah, Jack doing, yeah.
Doing crash, lap one.
I'm not, yeah, it's, he didn't even complete a lap. I'm not even worried, actually, as a quote unquote Alpine fan.
Sure.
I think I need to see like five races, right? Five dry races at that, you know, five pure craziness, whatever the heck's going on.
Do you remember what I said? After Jack and then, you know, Gasly finished 11. Do you remember what I said around that time when we were watching?
No, I don't.
Flavio giveth, Flavio taketh away.
I actually heard that after the race, Flavio came out and was defending Jack Doohan.
That's good.
Which is surprising.
Maybe DTS just paints him in a really bad light. I mean,
no, they don't.
He has a bad past, but like maybe he's not actually as bad as
he's very cutthroat.
He seems.
And Oliver Oakes. Okay, fair enough. And Oliver Oakes came out and said, now I think this was this might have been on Monday, yesterday. But anyway, whatever. Oliver Oakes came out and kind of said, like, all the hoopla around Jack Doohan, you know, possibly getting replaced already is partially our own doing. He pretty much said, like, quote, like, the Alpine has taken some responsibility for the whole Colapinto and kind of starting that vibe. So,
like,
I mean, that's kind of got to give a little bit more confidence to Jack Doohan after not even completing a lap.
So yeah, he's claiming that they are the ones spreading the rumor to maybe put pressure on him.
At least not helping. At least not helping the situation.
Oh, yeah. So like they didn't come out and deny it when they should have. Like that should have been.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
That's good to
essentially
hear.
So like, I mean, if you're Jack Doohan, that at least makes you feel at least a little bit better. Now whether they're just trying to save face as Alpine, and we know they've done this sort of thing, this sort of dance before, but I don't know. I thought that was intriguing, and I'm interested to see what Jack does this weekend. You know, Racing Bulls, Yuki P12, could have been a lot better. He qualied really well, was running very well for most of the race, but it just, you know, it is what it is.
He was holding back, who was that, George? No. Who is he holding back? Lewis? Or
Charles.
Leclerc? Charles,
yeah. Charles.
Yeah, who's holding back Charles Leclerc pretty much the entire race. Like, Charles just could not get past Yuki Tsunoda, like, at all.
Yeah, he was racing well. Isaac, poor fella.
Feel so bad for
you guys. You guys had notes of his emotions.
Yep.
It's tough to see. I think in general he's a very emotional driver. We've seen him be emotional in the past, and I think that's fine. I think it adds, you know, character to a person. I put a note here. Marco did come out and criticize him for being so emotional and showing it.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
What did he say? I know I heard something, but I didn't see what he really said.
If I remember correctly, he said something about like he was disappointed in how unprofessional Isaac Hajar's emotional state was, or something like that. It was something I remember he said something about unprofessional, like,
I mean, it's your first F1 race. You don't even get to complete a lap.
Yeah, you don't even get to start. You don't even get off the starting line. Like, that's so embarrassing. And, like,
right.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, that's messed up. I did not know he said that.
You're pulling it up. But also, I feel like he's also got to be slightly worried, because I heard today there's been some rumors going around that Red Bull has put in a request for the super license for Arvid Lindblad.
Another rookie?
Yeah. So they are requesting that he can get his super license. And if that's the case, then I feel like if I'm Isaac Hajar and I just crashed before even starting the race, I'm probably a little worried, because I'm like, are they already looking to replace me?
That's dumb.
I think
it's too soon for them to do that.
Where's he racing right now?
Who?
You're the blah, 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 blah.
Oh, Arvid Lindblad, he's in Formula 2.
Admiral Akbar, is that what you said?
Arvid Lindblad. Yeah, so...
Where's he racing right now?
Well, I'll figure it out with them. Don't worry, Kim.
Put that on screen, Kim.
He's still driving in Formula 2. So,
okay.
Yeah, he is Formula 2 right now.
I could... From Isaac's perspective, I could see that be worrying. I just think Red Bull's really good at keeping their options open.
They are.
I don't think I would be too worried about it actually happening if they're so early in the stages of even getting a super license. But it's, you know, definitely something to keep in mind. Like, Red Bull, once again, cutthroat, always has their options open. Just kind of going back to Helmut really quickly, I can't get his exact quote. I think he probably said it. I think he said it to an Austrian news outlet, so it's probably translated and stuff. But he used the words, he had stated that Hadjar put on a tearful show and then added it was a bit embarrassing. Which is not cool to say. No. Horner did come out, I think, pretty much immediately after and say that he was gutted, that it was heart-wrenching to see Isaac so gutted, that it was his first Grand Prix, and, you know, there's still positives that he needs to take from it. So Horner seemed pretty,
understanding of the situation.
Yeah, and, you know, sure. But, like, yeah, Marco is just, yeah.
Being Helmut.
That's okay. He's Helmut, yeah.
He's Helmut, right. Come on, man. Like, get in the car then, I guess, right? Like,
yeah, God forbid. All right, Haas, couple minutes, go.
Haas, yeah, so
then we got to move on.
That was a pretty bad showing. Yeah, bad showing. not good around. Bad qualifying from Oliver. He did still finish the race. Both drivers.
Hey, they both finished the race. Like, that's huge.
I mean,
Considering,
like, you look at all the people who crashed, like, really good drivers, too, and even some of the better drivers were, like, spinning out. Like, Leclerc even spun out and whatnot, right?
Yep, for
sure.
So,
like, it's tough conditions.
Oscar and Lando
for
both
the car.
Flew off the track. You know, Lando ended up winning the race. So,
yeah.
You know, Pierre went landscaping too.
Yeah.
I think it was just a not great showing. I still think they did okay. But, like,
I don't think we're going to actually know their actual speed. Everybody today is coming out saying how slow Haas is. And for me, as a non-really Haas fan, I'm like, just stop, though. Like, we can't. Yeah. We just can't.
This was a weird race. We said it a million times.
Now, if they're 19-20 next week, that's a
pretty
huge
damning.
Concern.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is something that, again, on what you said last week, Joe, about it's not the car, it's the drivers, and I totally agree with you. Like, I think if they are returning the same drivers or switching out K-Mag for, even if it was Ollie, I think they would be doing better. But,
yeah, I don't know.
But again, this race is weird, so if Haas is the last two, even if they're in the last four, I'm concerned.
Yeah,
they should not be that low. I mean, I still picked them to finish ninth in constructors, but they shouldn't be there.
Right.
You know, they had a better car last year.
I was a little disappointed in their performance, but, you know, like I said, it was a weird weekend. They were both struggling. They were having a hard time in the wet, and Haas is notoriously bad in the wet. So,
well, K-Mag last year.
I mean,
was having a ridiculous run for a couple laps.
I mean, fair. But
anyway,
I imagine Io probably went to Behrman and was like, "Hey, just finish the race. Don't care if you get a good place. Just
probably.
Drive, right?
Probably.
Keep it on the road.
Yep,
that's all we need you to do." They did in some of their interviews. Ocon mentioned how it was unexpected how poor that their car was.
Yep.
They mentioned that they tried a strategy that seemed to be working for their teams, but it did not work for them.
Yep.
So they have to take that back. And then Behrman was just relieved he finished the race.
Yep.
So
they did have some weird strategies that they were going. They were pitting.
It says they pitted for slicks under safety car conditions, and that did not pay off. So it's. Unfortunate. I did not place them last. Obviously there's DNFs, but they did finish last of the running cars.
Yep.
I would not have placed them there
last week,
but it's kind of where we're at right now. Hopefully they come back in a dry track and they're actually looking okay. My intuition says we're probably not, though.
I'm a little worried. Like I said, I'm really hoping that this looks better on the dry, and Haas typically has pretty good straight line speeds, and China is the biggest straight in the F1 like track list. So, that might make a difference. But yeah, I'm a little worried as a Haas fan, but I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful.
That's all you can do.
That's all I can do.
All right. Kev, let's head into our news segment. And before we hit our one news topic, we do have a news segment. We don't have a name for it yet, so we'll throw it here. There's just a really good com that we heard this past weekend that was fairly funny. Leclerc radioed and said, is there a leakage? Engineer says, a leakage of what? Leclerc responds, I have the seat full of water, like full of water. Engineer responds, well, must be water. So Leclerc says, let's add that to the words of wisdom. So we just thought it was funny. We wanted to share it. We're going to look out for different random things. I can't remember the other ideas we came up with. I don't have the notes in front of me, but one of them was kind of our favorite com. So I don't know if you guys heard anything else, but that one kind of stuck out. Obviously, I mean, we all kind of chuckled at that one.
Yeah, the best comms, definitely that was by far the best com we heard. I chuckled after so hearing funny. That. Ferrari came, I think Ferrari taking the lead just for best comms this race with both drivers having to clap back at stop telling them to stop talking to him a little bit.
Yeah.
And then mixed like third best would be just like drivers shock at like the huge rain out of nowhere.
Oh, that's not good.
Like what? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. Yeah. I love
that. Yeah, that water drum though.
Gosh, I can't remember who said that.
I can't either.
Let's see. But the one little bit of news we have, I did not add this, so somebody else is going to have to share. Stricter mini DRS regs from China onward.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm glad you put that in.
I did add this. And I added a link to it. Basically, the mini DRS issue that the FIA is tried to combat with new regs, new rules. They saw it still happening a bit despite the new rules on the straights with specifically the McLaren and I believe the Mercedes. Red Bull, I think Red Bull ended up complaining a little bit, but either way, FIA saw it, so they are implementing stricter rules on it for this coming race to make sure that it does not happen as much. Yeah. So, long story short, mini DRS still happening, stricter rules coming. I don't know if you have anything to add to that.
I don't really know. I know
it
I
was
just
noticed on the McLaren.
Yep, McLaren. And
I think what I was hearing is that like one of the teams that, of the front runners, that one of the teams that was benefiting the least from a quote unquote mini DRS was Ferrari. And obviously they struggled. So, if the FIA kind of crack down on the top runners and get them to pull this back, and that slows down some of these cars, then that could bring Ferrari a little bit closer to the front runners again.
Mm. Yep.
So that might make a little bit of a difference for Ferrari this weekend.
Right. To confirm, Mercedes and McLaren were both seen using it, and the FIA has already come out and said they didn't break any rules. It's just the rules we put in place did not work as well as we hoped. should I state what the statement says that they brought out with?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to.
As has been previously communicated between the end of 2024 season and the start of the 2025 season, the FIA exercised the authority it is granted under Article 3.15.1 of the technical regulations, of course. Right. You guys have read up on that.
Yeah.
To introduce either new or more challenging load deflection tests for the front wing, the upper rear wing, and the beam rear wing. In addition, the FIA requested to the teams to use cameras in free practice sessions to monitor the on-track deformations exhibited by the cars during the Australian Grand Prix. Having analyzed this footage from the rear wing deformations combined to the static deflections measured inside the FIA garage in Melbourne, the FIA has concluded that sufficient grounds exist for a tougher test to be introduced from the forthcoming Chinese Grand Prix on the upper rear wing. So it says from the forthcoming, so I think that means after China.
Yeah, so they actually have time to...
They have a little bit of time. So that means if we are to just weigh everything on this one rule, McLaren should still be very fast this upcoming weekend.
I don't think we can do that.
I don't think we shouldn't do that.
But if they are, it would be interesting to see.
Yep. So yeah, that's pretty much it that we have on that news.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Let's see if the McLarens are that fast this weekend. With that, speaking of this weekend, Kev, let's head right into our China preview.
Right. We're looking forward to the Formula One Heineken Chinese Grand Prix 2025. I'm going to bring you up to speed on the race coming up with a look at what last year's race looked like. As always, a quick fun fact. This circuit is designed to look like the Chinese symbol for Shang, meaning upwards. And another quick fun fact, the first Grand Prix was in 2004. And the lap record is held by Michael Schumacher for this track, just in general, overall lap record held by Michael Schumacher, who made it in 2004 as well. So it's never been broken. I don't know how crazy the cars were, but that's been the fastest car that's been on this track all those years ago by our boy Michael.
Interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Looking at last year's race, our starting grid was Max, Sergio, hey, rest in peace, Fernando, Lando,
alive,
and
people.
Oscar. He is still alive.
He'll
sorry.
He'll be back next season.
I shouldn't say it.
Whoa. We'll talk about
that. Did we catch that?
Yes! Okay, good.
Sergio will be back next season.
Okay. He's got the tinfoil hat on. We're good. Lights out. And the Red Bulls get a good start into turn one, but Fernando gets a better one, rocketing ahead of Perez in second, taking his spot behind the current world champion. For a moment, he looks like he is going to battle Max at the end of this turn, but slots in just behind him. Slightly down the grid, Mike's boy Hulkenberg takes two places away from both Ferraris for P7 by the end of the first turn. Charles is able to take his position back by the end of the lap, making a Ferrari engine sandwich with Haas in the middle, and Sainz takes his position back at the end of the starting straight. So, for a moment there, Haas was beating Ferrari, and then by the end of the lap, they weren't. But that's okay. Haas was still, you know, they showed up. On lap five, Perez makes the move on Alonso and retakes his P2. 10 laps later, Lando makes the same move and takes the final podium position from our most seasoned driver. In another two laps, Leclerc takes six from the Mercedes of George Russell and then takes the next spot from Piastri on lap 12. There's a lot of movement happening in the first part of the race in the upper end of the field. Lap 21, we get our first retirement. Bottas, billowing smoke, pulls off the track and ends his time at China, bringing out the virtual safety car and eventually the safety car. The Red Bull strategy brings Max and Perez in for their second pair of pits. Max keeps the first place, but Perez loses position to Lando and Leclerc. On the safety car restart, down the queue of cars waiting to get on the move again. I know you both remember this moment. Stroll runs into the back of Danny Ric, sending him in the air and down a couple positions. Stroll ends up pitting for damage control. All the meanwhile, the other V-carb of Tsunoda experiences a puncture on the track after a collision with K-Mag. He pulls off the track and retires on the spot. The two problem children of the track, Stroll and K-Mag, end up fighting each other for 16th place on lap 34. pushing each other wide and going back and forth, Stroll eventually taking position after half a lap of continuous fighting with each other. No joke. The fight between Stroll and K-Mag was crazy.
It was so much fun.
They were fighting for 16th place.
I was yelling at my monitor. Yeah. And like, I think I remember they like cut away from the race to like show the front runners. I was like, this isn't what I want to be watching. Show me 16th.
Yeah. It was crazy.
It was so crazy.
All the while, unfortunately, Danny Ric does retire, making it a double DNF for V-Carb. On lap 39, Perez starts to fight for that final podium position with Leclerc and ends up victorious. Alonso needs to pit after running softs since the safety car and does so, losing a handful of positions. This is kind of where it gets interesting. This is not the end of the race for him. We watch as he claws his way back up from 11th to 7th, a mega drive to end the race for Alonso. Yes. Unfortunately, not making it back to his podium position where he started, but still really showing he is a how many times has he won WDC, Alonso? Twice. A two-time WC, a seasoned veteran. This is Max's first win in China. The final order, top 10, Verstappen to Norris, Perez to Leclerc, Sainz to Russell, Alonso to Piastri, Hamilton to Hulkenberg. So if I were to take anything, thinking about this while we were talking. Obviously, Perez isn't here anymore, but...
He's still alive, people. Joe keeps talking like Sergio is gone.
The first time it was intentional, that was a poor choice of words, though. The Red Bull looks kind of quick on this track, so I wouldn't count Max out. I definitely would not put...
Are you picking Max?
I wouldn't put Liam on the podium. Why not? But Max could still be pretty quick on this track.
He's thinking about it.
Anyway... That was the recap for China.
I just had to look up the highlights quick of China and like skip to the battle of K-Mag and Stroll.
I was going through the highlights while writing this, and I just had to like stop writing and just like, what are they doing? What's happening right now?
And they were like neck and neck for a minute. Yep. That was insane.
I do also want to point out, I thought I heard Lewis has won in China 6 times more than any other driver.
Oh,
that's very possible. Yeah.
Now I don't think Lewis is going to win this weekend. Not in the Ferrari.
Not if he doesn't hit K1.
That's a good point. I think maybe he should try pressing K1.
Actually, Kev sent me a hilarious picture today of an F1 steering wheel, and it was like Lewis's steering wheel, and it had like 50 buttons, and they were all K1.
That's so funny.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. That's really funny.
I also forgot to bring up in the news just a little thing. So Lando won this race, right? Which means that Lando is now leading constructors, which makes this the first time a driver has led constructors that isn't Max Verstappen in over 1,000 days.
Let's go.
Over 1,000 days.
Let's go.
I was going to say, I thought it was Red Bull in general, but that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had Antonelli's second youngest driver to score points in F1.
Oh, that also is true. Yeah. Second. Yeah.
Behind Max. Wow. Those both would have been excellent news tidbits that we didn't put in there.
We just
segment.
Totally forgot.
That's for sure.
Kind of on me, my bad.
You were right, by the way. Lewis is the most seasoned driver in terms of wins here.
Yep.
And Mercedes is also the most seasoned constructor in terms of wins here.
Yep.
Both with 6, sometimes not together, though.
Yeah.
That's rather interesting.
So Lewis is very good on this track. Also, Max is good on this track, too.
Yeah.
Is George good on this track?
I don't think he's as good.
The only other driver with multiple wins here, Fernando Alonso and Nico Rosberg with 2.
Yep.
So, you know, if Max wins here, he joins a very short list.
Right.
Which is cool.
Is it cool?
Let's see. Okay, so points.
What do you mean by that?
So our points last week, just to recap, we get a 1 point for each correct driver on the podium, doesn't matter the order. You get a bonus point for each driver you get in that place, right? Yep. So Lando winning, Mike got a point for him on the podium and got a point for him winning, but then he chose Oscar and Charles and didn't get anything else. Joe had Oscar winning, followed by Lando and Max. He did get the 2 points for having Lando and Max on the podium. Did not get any bonus points.
Just wanted my Australian up there, man.
I put Oscar, Charles, and it wasn't looking good, but then I had George in third and got it right.
See, I told you. I told you he had George in third.
So now I'm tied with you guys, so the bonus points are working.
You are so lucky.
I know.
I told you. That's crazy. When we were watching, he goes, whoa, Smeltzy is podium again?
I kept on messaging Smeltzy. I was like, what were your predictions?
Oh, because I stopped messaging after a while because I was just locked into the race because it was just getting intense.
That's fair. I was like, I can't remember what he put, but I think we're ahead of him.
I didn't make a thing yet. I'll put it in the drive.
No, that's fine. But yeah, we can, no problem.
That was so... We're tied.
We're all tied.
Coming into this
crazy.
Season.
2 points.
Coming
I feel
race.
Good.
So
I mean,
I like the bonus point.
I don't.
Point.
I need to be
the bonus
I like
point's
the bonus
good.
Point.
Yeah, it's good.
It worked
out. It's working out.
But if you think about it, I only got one driver on the podium, you know, but because it was the right place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I did. Hey, same.
It's interesting.
Same.
I only had one guy on the podium. He only had one guy, too. So.
But it was the right position as well. Yeah. Yep. So it just, it kind of throws things up a little bit.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
There might be a weekend where one of us just sweeps and takes like 6 points.
You know it's going
to be awesome.
It's going to happen.
So with that then, since we have no leader, Mike, you start.
Yeah, I was expecting that. I don't know why. I was just like today. I was just like in the car. I was Smeltzy's going to make me go first.
So funny.
That's okay. I already thought about my predictions.
Guest. That's crazy.
Yeah. So
no, he's permanent guest.
You're so right. Permanent guest. That's
Is
crazy.
He really
he's pretty
at that
much
point?
No. He's not even a guest.
Something. So my podium predictions. In first, I am putting Lando Norris.
Shocker.
Crazy. In second place, I am putting Max Verstappen.
Second place. Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
And in third place, I am putting Oscar Piastri.
Nice. I'll make it easy for your Smeltzy.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing, except Oscar and Max are going to be switched.
Yep.
Whoa.
Oscar, Orlando, Oscar,
Ayo.
And Max.
Yep.
And then,
so Oscar, Max, okay.
And then George looks good on this track, doesn't he? So you want to put George up in first?
You could put George up in
George first. George is going to win. I'm sorry, I'm bullying you.
Let's see.
George did get like 6th last year, 5th last year. That's pretty close.
In that Mercedes?
I'm taking a flyer.
And just so you know. Last year, the only two people three people ahead of George were Perez, Leclerc, and Sainz, one of which is in a Williams, one of which is in a Ferrari that doesn't work, and one of which isn't in the sport anymore. So,
hey, you know what?
You know?
So, that means I'm going
George
with
Russell wins.
Oscar winning the race, Lando getting second, and George coming in clutch for me.
Let's
three.
Go! Let's go.
Hey, actually, to be fair, Oscar is really fast on this track. He did win the sprint race last year.
Oh, we didn't even talk.
We didn't even talk about
this
race.
I did. I swear I put it as a note. Oh, I put it in the
notes. You
note
put it in the
here.
Notes. Yeah. We just
didn't bring it up. Yeah, it's a sprint race this weekend, so we know. Oscar did win last year.
Yeah.
And he was dominant. So
I'm telling you,
he's fast.
There's going to be a point in this season where McLaren's going to have to make a decision. It will be Lando, probably. But at some point in the season, they're going to have to make a decision and try to get somebody to WDC here.
I think they're going to wait as long as they can for that.
If Oscar gets first and you guys get 2 points from that and I'm left behind, that's going to suck.
I have Lando
first. Wait, why would he get? He took Lando.
Yeah, I have Lando in first.
I'm the clown. He has Oscar in third.
I think Oscar is going to come back.
Third. I have Oscar in second. Oh, so we literally can't get, we're like very different.
So if George gets in the podium, screw you guys.
Yeah, we're.
So I'm of the opinion, I think Oscar's going to come back to China with like a fire in his belly. He's going to be upset that, you know, what happened in Melbourne happened.
These picks are locked in before you talk yourself into switching.
And he's going to come back and he's going to like want to fight. He's going to want to just give it his all. He's going to come in and he's going to slam this sprint. Yes. And then he's going to burn out for the race.
Oh, no.
And that's why he's still going to come in third because he's a great driver and he's in a great car. But I don't think he's going to have that same fire for the race. I think Lando's going to come back.
What, do you disagree? He's a great driver in a great car?
Why don't you disagree? Disagree with me, Smelty. Tell me
anyway,
I'm wrong.
So that's that.
He's scared.
That's the China GP. Yep.
I have a question for you, specifically. Oh, for me. Yeah.
Specifically for me.
Your delusion about Max not finishing on the podium, where's that coming from?
that's a
great question.
What do you mean Max won't finish on the
I want you to answer this question to the both. I want you to answer this question to the both of us.
I want you to look him in the eyes.
This face he's making? It's because of you.
He's making that face because he's not on the podium this weekend.
Ooh. Oh, hey, sorry, Max. I'm actually curious. Where do you have Alpine this weekend?
I hope they're going
Where do you think they're... not where you hope. I hope Haas wins. Does that mean they're going to win?
I think Jack Doohan finishes between P10 and P13 this weekend. Close.
Interesting. Okay.
I think he can actually battle. I don't think he's going to actually battle for points. I don't actually think he'll get P10, but between P10 and P13, I think that's where Doohan will finish.
Somewhere in that
I think Gasly will absolutely be in points, no question. Gasly's going to be... It depends what Albon's going to be doing. If Williams can show strong again this weekend, they're going to be tough. And I think it makes me nervous about picking Alpine at 5 to finish Constructors. But, again, we did talk about, I listened to it today. I said, Williams could easily go 5, though. You know, like, they could easily jump everybody. Williams, and it's, we'll have to see.
Historically, for the last couple of years, have put a big emphasis on straight line speed. And so that was like a big thing last year when we got to China is people were like, watch out for Williams. They're good in a straight line. And obviously the Williams just didn't have the car last year.
Yeah,
but they might have the car this year. And if that's the case, we could see maybe even a double point finish from Williams.
That's what I'm saying, though.
That would be
crazy. I think that's incredibly possible.
I think it'd be like a P7 and P9 or P10. Yeah. But I think somebody could be P7 at least.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good battle, though. I think Gasly can battle both those cars.
I
think Gasly will be battling Fernando. Fernando will be right back in the mix. Who knows what Lance is going to do? You know what I mean? You're going to see a battle between, honestly, and this is not a hit on Kimi, but I think you're going to see a battle between Lance, Kimi, and Doohan will be in there. Okay. I think Ocon could be in that same...
Mm-hmm.
group right there that I just mentioned. I don't know. It'll be interesting. That question, you know, then the question is, where's Charles and Lewis? I don't know. It really depends on what car that, you know, what they can figure out this week.
I don't think this is going to happen. My hope is that we see Nico Hülkenberg in the points again. Put him in 10.
I don't think so. I think dry conditions.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
But the fact that he did it is outstanding. And I think he's probably going to score more the rest of the season at some point.
At some point, yeah.
I mean, he's a really good driver. That's insane.
I think he's like really underrated as a driver. So yeah,
true. That's because
he drives the heck out of that car.
That's what happens.
Yeah. I'm
just kidding. He did a standing last year.
He picked the right time to leave Haas. If we're looking at standing.
I can't toss crap. Like, I'll be like, no, I'm just kidding. You
know, like, no, I love you.
Please
guys.
Don't be mad at me.
please don't be mad at me.
I'm pitting Kick and Haas. Probably against each other this weekend. Sure. I think they're going to be very low on the grid. My biggest question is, where is Antonelli and Lawson finishing?
Lawson.
I have more confidence in Antonelli finishing at least somewhere in the top 10, but Lawson.
God, I'm telling you, there's going to be a race at the top, right? There's going to be that mid-pack race, but then there's going to be a race of like all them.
Yeah.
Like Doohan, Antonelli, Bierman, Ocon.
Yeah.
Sauber. Like, there's going to be a hodgepodge. I think it's going to be a great race. I just talked myself into that. It's going to be a great race. So.
Let's do it.
Anyway, with that, Kev, Joel, thanks for being here as always.
Thanks being for having the co-host. Me.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for being here.
Are you going to be here next week?
I think. Are we going to be here
Wait
next
a minute.
Week?
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
I should have figured that out.
let me pull up the schedule real quick.
So we do not, there is not a race weekend after next. I know that for a fact. So we may or may not be here next weekend. I don't think we will be, but.
Gosh, here. Maybe the one that's titled production schedule that I made. Yep.
I was just, awesome. Yeah, I was just going to pull that up.
Maybe next week. It might be the week after because we have China recap, right? Which also had a sprint in it. And we could either do something fun at the end of that episode, or we wait a week and then we'll preview Japan too. So we'll figure it out.
Depending on how the race goes, if anything like insane happens, I think we'll probably have.
And we have
we'll
to talk about one. And we have to talk 40 minutes on the recap like we did today. We should probably just do it next week if it's that good. Yeah. So
if stay it's, tuned. Yeah, I mean, if it's really good,
we'll scheduling will either be every single week or the week of a race. So we'll kind of figure that out.
Yeah. With that though. Mike, thanks for being here again.
Thanks, Mike.
Obviously, we're looking for you to be here all season.
I am too.
What would be a good word for him since we're not doing the permanent guest?
he's a co-host, you know.
Well, I mean, he could just let him in sometimes.
He's a boy, right?
Yeah, it's true.
With the boys.
Last time I checked.
Yeah, last time I checked.
No, he's a BOI.
That's good. All right, let's end this, Kev, before things get out of hand. With that, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banter, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. I think that's it. If not, just figure it out. Google us. Google me. We're out there. Google but him. Anyway, with
we
that.
We love telling our fans to figure it out. Just do it yourselves.
Figure it out.
If you follow us if you want.
What are you doing?
It's fine. Yeah. Anyway, let's go. Bye.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.